Okay, good morning, everybody. It's great to have the first presentation of today. It's great that all of you went to bed very early yesterday, and it's great that you are now sharp and eager to learn how to get more for less in life. Jella and I, we work at WEMF, and WEMF is one of the three chicks in Switzerland. WEMF provides the currencies for press and cinema in Switzerland. And as in most other countries, our research and audit activities are mostly paid by the media owners. The advertisers and the agencies, they pay by accepting our currencies, our service as currencies. For several years, the press has had a problem also in Switzerland. Swiss media has lost more than half of its ad revenues in the last 10 years. And to make things even worse, research expenditures has increased steadily only to maintain the level of the quality, of the current quality. And I think you don't need to be Einstein to see that there is a fatal gap emerging. The demand of our main sponsors is clear. Our main sponsors, the media owner and all the others, they want to have more research quality, they want to have more user benefits, and of course, they want to have less costs. Okay, Jella. More for less, the assignment, I think it's clear, and it even sounds great, doesn't it? But do you think that it's only a pipe dream or from our board of directors or the marketing department? Do we in research have a chance to do the job? What do you suggest?
Well, good morning from me as well. Good question, Harald. Well, you know, Switzerland, they know about money. And when it comes to cost reductions, I brought you a very, very extremely innovative approach. Harald, perhaps you click for me. And that's we reduce the sample size. Okay, now I know you are awake. And what we actually do is we reduce the sample size by 20%. And to compensate for that, we just put 2 years of data together and we have a rolling sample of 2 years' data. So we have a lot less cost for the sample, and by putting that together we even have more cases, and that stabilizes the figures as well. So it's actually more for less, Harald. Don't you think so?
Great, Jella. This was really a milestone in research. I think it was an easy one, wasn't it? But politically, how did the market react?
Well, let's say they were probably not very good at this polyphasia. They were more like this monophasia. They say that's actually less for less you are giving us. And they were not amused at all. And we had a lot of bad press. Well, in the modern times, you say shitstorm. And, well, in addition, we had very unpleasant letters, both from the advertising agencies and from the advertisers themselves. And so we had a lot of discussions, and we found out that actually they were not really pleasant about the fact that we did so, but they didn't like that we were not really communicating and discussing that before with them, because if we did, they would have understood. Well, James would say, why didn't you think of that before? Actually, we did, but that is another story I tell you during the coffee break. And we discussed a lot and we found a compromise. You see it here. We kept to the 2 year sample, but we adjusted the larger titles the biggest publications to the current year in order to provide the market with more up-to-date figures.
Thank you, Jella. So now you gave me an example of less, but the assignment was clear. It is more for less. So where's the more?
I was afraid of this question. Of course, I'm prepared to that as well. And what we do really more is we do a lot more mobile. And you might perhaps laugh at this enhancement from 10% to 35%. But well, we are in Switzerland. That's actually paradise. So most of the people are still reachable via a fixed net line. And still, we try to reach the more harder to get target groups, which are actually younger persons. And when I say younger, I don't mean like 15, I mean everybody under 40. So that's what we try to do with putting up this mobile sample part. And in addition, our main interview right now is Kavi, part of them is Kavi, and right now we don't allow small screen devices to fill that out. And what we do in the future is we allow a small screen device, and not only we allow it, but we actually optimize the questionnaire to this mobile usage. We did it mobile first, and we developed a questionnaire survey tool for especially the filter question, and I show it to you right now. So you can see it here. Well, that's actually as much clamping video as it gets in our presentation. But, the young one, they really like it, and it proved to be very usable. It's easy, it's quite fast, it's efficient, and it works with every age group, and it works as well on every screen, so on large screens as well.
Super, congratulations, Jella. Now we have the more young respondents in our NRS sample. But how can we get the young ones then for the following interview? Remember, we have a 120-page postal service with all the target groups. And do you think that then the young ones, they do it?
Yes, I hope so. No. That is as well a difficult or a challenging part. What we do is we try to transfer that as well to more online. You see it on the right. This is our perfectly new TGI, or consumer survey, as it is called in Switzerland, questionnaire. It's online. It has a lot of nice pictures and icons, and it goes very smoothly, and it's available on all devices. And we plan to transfer our 120 pages to a very nice 90-minute online interview.
Okay, well, that may work, but do you remember our terrifying experience we had in 2013? You know, we then partly changed the mode of our NRS interviews. We changed from telephone interviews, also partly to online interviews. And once more, we confirmed the rule that different interview modes produce different realities.
Yes, sure, I remember. Sometimes I still have nightmares about that. first of all, we have two advantages here, I think. The one is that we have, when we go from paper and pencil to online, that's pretty close, so it's not that different. It's not like telephone and online. We don't have interviewers in both of the situations, so that is an advantage. The second one is that it's not about reach figures. So this is a consumer survey, and if we might have some slightly different levels that is not that dramatic, then it was reach figures. So that is an advantage. But furthermore, I was actually worrying more about response, not only about results, but about response as well. And so we did a lot of testing, both via an access pool sample, but as well via the actual live sample in the NRS, and we found quite similar response rates and similar result levels in both modes, so paper and pencil and online. And we learned a lot as well in these several tests we made, how we could make the best out of this online questionnaire. Of course, it has to be uninterruptible. But as well, we had these explicit pauses where we asked people to take a pause. We saw that we should have splits. That's what we planned, that we split the questionnaire. And very trivial, and it's money again. We just have to increase the incentive, and that really motivates people to take part in this long interview.
Okay, thank you very much, Jelle. So you have presented us some examples. Dear colleagues, of course, the presented measures alone would not be enough to do the job. They are part of seven measures. And to conclude, I would like to show you the whole picture now on the next chart. Just to remember, we have four goals. The first one is to reduce cost. Then the second one is to maintain the research quality. The third one is to increase user benefits. And the fourth is to provide for more links to the convergent media audience research of today and of the future. In order to achieve these four goals, we implement a total set, or we are going to implement a total set of seven measures. The first three you have already heard now. And here are the other four. Number four is that we will change our sample strategy. We will switch from our stratified sample now in three strata to a dual frame approach. Number four is to even save more money. We will insource a psychographic test. Now we have to pay every year high fees to third party, so we will insource this. The next is ever to use to increase the user benefits. The MACH research system consists of four surveys. Now, at the moment, we have four different data sets, and now we will change next year to a common single data set, to the MACH data set, and this, of course, increases the handling, and it increases the user benefits. And last but not least, we will add new questions in our National Readership Survey, questions about contact and title qualities. And then we give the possibility to assess the titles not only on reach, but also on some qualitative aspects. Okay, more for less. Yes, we are convinced that we can do it, or as we would say in German, ja, wir schaffen das. Vielen Dank und thank you very much.